Well, good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's well.
Morning.
Morning.
During the week, I talked to a number of people who had comments or things, questions about the talk that I gave last week. So I thought we'd have a practice circle which would focus in a particular way. And so I just want to give a quick view, only a few minutes, of the talk and let that be the backdrop for our practice circle. So last week, it started out, I talked about my grandson, my new grandson, and just sitting and watching him and how clear and how direct his experience of the world seemed to be, with no filters, no obstacles, just the direct, wide-eyed experience of the world. And as I was watching this, it occurred to me that that's not going to last, that he will slowly acquire knowledge, opinions, thoughts about all sorts of different things. Really a loss of connection to his true nature. So this got me thinking about my own experience. For me, very early on, there was some energy, some force in me that was seeking something. And I began to acquire all these different filters. There was on some level, which was not verbal, and I couldn't express it. There was something in me where there was something missing. And I think that had to do with the broken connection that I had, that I experienced, like my grandchild was going to experience, between myself and my true nature, my sense of oneness, the oneness of the world. So quickly, my first realization of this, I was about 7 years old. And I was raised in the beginning of my life by my grandmother, and she took me, I remember, to see Billy Graham, who's very charismatic, and he would stand with his Bible in his hand. And there was something about that that stirred up something in me. Again, I had no idea what it was. It was something that I felt, and I really only have any thoughts about it is in retrospect. But I think that this was part of an energy in me that was seeking somehow to reconnect with my original nature. So then when I was in junior high school, some way out of the blue, I was raised as a Lutheran, I decided that I think I would be a minister. And then I went into high school, and all that went out the window. I lost touch with all that. Well, I was an athlete, so I played sports. And then also I spent a lot of my time trying to find a girlfriend, somebody that would go out with me. So my energy was sidetracked in that. And then when I got to college, I was exposed to classes in philosophy and religion. And I had a couple of friends. We would stay up at night talking about these things. And I think that sort of brought to life again this search or this energy to reconnect. So then after college, I graduated from college. And about a year or two after that, I became aware of this whole influx of spirituality from the East. And originally, my first contact was with the Maharishi Yogi, and I had my own little mantra that, you know, he gave out to everybody. But it was important because the first time that I really sat in meditation, which I had no real understanding of, and I also read all the books that I think we've all read together. And then slowly, I guess my friend Dennis told me about this guy in New York who turns out to be Adho Roshi, and I went and sat with him for a little while. And then I wound up with Bernie Glassman up in Yonkers, and then eventually with Roshi Kennedy, who ultimately gave me Dharma transmission. So it was through the practice of this, I had some experiences that allowed me to get back to that sense of oneness. So that's my story, and it's only my story. Every one of us has a different story, but I thought it would be interesting if we could share our story of what our path was that led us to where we are, what led you to where you are now, practicer of Zen. So before we start, is it clear? Are there any questions about that, about what I'm attempting to do? Okay, well then I'm going to turn it over to Carol. And the focus is going to be to tell your story, tell your spiritual story about growing up spiritually and winding up sitting here together. Okay? Thank you. Thanks, Carol.